Locker room chats continue as we preview week three of the high school football season. Now we talk with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after their team getting a big win against Royal Valley in week two for that first dub of the season, 49-0. Coach, obviously it was a very strong win for your team after the loss in week one to Holton. Most coaches say that you see the biggest improvements from that week one game to that week two game. Do you feel like that was the case in that big win?
Yeah, it's like you said, you're exactly right. You know, we had a tough loss week one against Holton, and I'm glad the kids came out and fought week two. Like I told the kids during the week, and you know, it's the team who makes the biggest improvements between week one and week two. That's going to play good. And I told the kids, you know, it's going to be the team that comes out with the first punch, and the kids answered that call.
Well, it was exactly the first punch. Your team got the ball first, drove right down the field, was able to score a touchdown, and then your defense held Royal Valley to a three and out. They kind of botched the punt, so then you get your second possession inside the 15-yard line, and then I believe it was one play, Zach Kramer, right up the middle for about 11, 12 yards for a touchdown, 14-0 at that point, and you guys were able to really coast and kind of cruise along, especially the defense, though. Coach, talk about your defense and how good they were in posting a shutout there.
It's like you said, defense played a great game. Coach Stevie's in. You know, it's kind of nice week one, week two. We saw the same offense, so our kids know what to do. But, yeah, it's like you said, Coach Stevie had a great game plan, and the kids definitely executed it.
How nice is it in games like that as well when you get an opportunity, you know, it gets to a running clock at some point in the second half, and then you're able to get maybe some of those younger guys in, you know, who don't get those varsity reps at least as much. How nice was it to get a few of those younger guys in to get some reps?
As a head coach, it's always nice to come out healthy, you know, as a full team. And you know, on a JV games, our kids don't get many reps as JV kids during the week, so it's always nice to get them reps on Friday night.
Well, you try to bounce back or try to continue that stretch, you know, going into week three, you get Sabetha, another league contest coming up on Friday night. We'll preview that contest right after this. Locker room chats continue here across the Kansaland airwaves, continuing on with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and also Hilltop Creations as well. Well, Coach, you get a Sabetha team that's looking pretty strong to start the season. You know, they played a very tough game against Chapman week one. They did lose that game, but it was close, 24-22, but then they bounced back. Big win at Riverside, 42-0 last week. What's the early scouting report on Sabetha?
On Sabetha, you know, I coached over there last year, so I definitely know the coaching staff, and it's a well-run program. You know, they teach faith family football. Last year, Sabetha stole from Nemaha Central, and the last 2 years, 3 years, actually. So I think our kids are going to come out on fire and so on.
When you look at, you mentioned, of course, you know that coaching staff well. You were there in the past. It's kind of interesting to me to see situations like that because, you know, in the NFL, if that's the case, you think they change a lot of things up, or even at the college level, they're being familiar with you and you being familiar with them. Do you feel like, you know, things are going to be roughly the same that what you've seen in the past, or do you expect them to kind of change some things up?
It's like you said, I know Coach Garrett and Coach Bauma, the DC, and personally, I really don't think they're going to change much. It's just because I came over here, so definitely going to be a smash mouth football game on Friday night.
Coach, appreciate the time as always, and good luck this week.
All right, appreciate it.